Hello, Bill Neff with you again with today's reading from Charles Spurgeon's classic devotional, Morning and Evening. Thanks for tuning in. The Apostle Paul gave thanks to God for the Christians in the city of Thessalonica, knowing, as 1 Thessalonians 1:4 puts it, that God had chosen them for His purpose. And then Spurgeon adds these comments. Many people want to know whether or not they've been chosen by God before they look to Christ, but they simply cannot learn it that way. It's only something to be discovered by actually looking unto Jesus. If you want to ascertain whether or not you have been chosen, this is the only way to assure your heart before God. Let me ask you, do you sense that you're a lost and guilty sinner? If so, then go immediately to the cross of Christ and confess that to Jesus. Remind Him of His own promise that whoever comes unto Me, I will in no wise cast out. Look to Jesus and believe on Him, and you will prove your election immediately. Go then to Jesus as guilty as you are, just as you are, leaving all curious questions about your choosing alone. Go straight to Christ and hide in His wounds, and you will know that you've been chosen. The Holy Spirit will give you the assurance you need. Christ was at the eternal council, so He knows whether or not you were chosen, but you can't find out any other way than to simply put your trust in Him. When you do, His answer will be, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. There will be no doubt about His having chosen you when you have chosen Him. Well, today's reading comes to us from 1 Thessalonians 1:4 and from Charles Spurgeon's devotional book, Morning and Evening. Don't forget that a copy of each day's reading is posted for you on our website, and you can access it for yourself or even email a copy of it to a friend. The address is morningandevening.org. I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.